Getting to Kaust is not like getting to Berkeley or Chicago or London. You fly into Jeddah, which has three terminals, international, domestic, and one for the Hajj, which accommodates 4 million pilgrims a year that come to nearby Mecca. So you know you're in a different place. Then you have to get to Thule, which is about an hour's north, on a highway that has security and checkpoints 24/7, in which soldiers are looking for anything suspicious. You can also look out the window and see camels. Now, that's a stereotype, but it's true. You are in a desert, and it is Saudi Arabia. Once you get to Kaust, however, you no longer feel like you're in the desert. You're in a 21st century academic institution with facilities that are probably unmatched by any other university. That's because the king has spared no expense in buying whatever the scientists said they needed and in equipping those core facilities so that the scientists can do what they need to do. Now, the conditions are different than in Palo Alto or even Chicago. It's hot, and it's always hot. Someone told me there's no percentage in being a weatherman in Saudi Arabia because the weather report is always the same. The universities try to turn that to its own advantage. They have cooling towers on either end of the main academic spine sidewalk, which they say lowers the temperature by 5 or 6 degrees centigrade. You wouldn't know it, though, because once you're above 40 degrees centigrade, it feels hot whenever it is. Now, people tell me it cools off somewhat in the winter. In fact, they have a 9-hole golf course, and one scientist who is an avid golfer has already reserved a tee time for the first foursome, and he says he can go out and play at 6 o'clock in the evening. Fortunately, there are lights, so he can play all night if he wants to. And then there's the Red Sea. The university borders it. It's beautiful. It's right outside your door. And especially if you're a marine scientist of any kind, you can literally walk out of your lab, hop on a boat, and you're there. You can snorkel. You can scuba dive. The Red Sea corals are spectacular. And that's been a big attraction. The people that you meet act now that they're still sort of in summer camp. One of the scientists is bunking with the director of the research center because his townhouse isn't finished yet. At the same time, once it is finished, he'll be able to move in rent-free for a couple of years. Another one of the many benefits that Kaust is offering its scientists. So, all in all, people realize they're in a different place, but they're all up for an adventure. I think the adrenaline is high, and it shows when you talk to them. They're excited.